History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. Back by popular demand, we have the president of the Polish American Congress, Western New York Division, James L. Lewicki II, very dynamic, unifying force in Polonia who brings people together, always in different ethnic communities. There's competition, there's often infighting. This man is the opposite. He's a unifier. He brings everyone together, and he had the Polish American Festival with over 30,000 people in Cheektowaga a few weeks ago, the biggest Polish American event in Western New York State and upstate New York. He's president of the Polish American Congress, chairman of the Polish American Civic Affairs Committee of West New York, and a board member of the Erie County Medical Center, James Lewicki. Let's talk about the Polish Festival. It was a tremendous event for 3 days with tens of thousands of people coming to Cheektowaga, New York, which is heavily Polish. Tell us about the festival and its success, President Lewicki.
Yes, Brian. Well, this was our 44th year conducting the festival. This is actually the third year that the Congress has been an active participant in. The first year in which we've actually operated and managed the festival independent of the town of Cheektowaga. We did receive their financial support. However, we are conducting the event independent by and large. Singular largest Polish American event, like you said, in Western New York. Very well attended over the course of 3 days. We featured Polish music, Polish folk dance, Polish speakers, demonstrations, foods of every possible type, as well as a number of merchants selling a variety of merchandise. And so we had wonderful weather to help kick off the event and stayed with us throughout the weekend. And I think a great time was had by all people, whether they were Polish or not Polish. I think it was a great opportunity to explore another culture. A lot of people did that. We had people from Michigan, Ohio, from Southern Ontario, Northern Pennsylvania. So there were people coming to us from all over, and they all loved it.
Well, it was a wonderful event. I was happy to assist, and we were having thousands of people come to the beer tent, thousands of people coming to look at Polish culture, food demonstrations. Really, it was a wonderful, happy event. I don't know of any difficulties or animosity. Everybody worked together, and it was good corporate culture from the president of the Polish American Congress, our guest today, James Lewicki, on down. So it was a wonderful, unifying, happy event for people of Polish descent. Now, I understand you had over 30,000 people attending, which is the biggest Polish event outside of New York City.
Outside of New York City itself, and probably Chicago, we did have a significant number of individuals attend over the course of 3 days, Saturday being our largest volume, but it was consistent throughout the weekend. And I think, again, we're very blessed to have had excellent weather over the course of the weekend, and a good time by all because of it.
So you're saying people came from many states in Southern Ontario, so basically it's not just a Cheektowaga or Erie County event. It's a multi-state event where people are coming from several states and from Toronto on down to Cheektowaga.
Yeah, and it's really in keeping with the mission of the event itself. It was getting away from its original mission initially. Nothing against polka parties, but that's essentially what the event was. And then we got involved a few years ago with then-Supervisor Diane Benchkowski, and we served to provide consultation regarding the culture and the things we could incorporate. Some novelties that you saw this year, a Hussar reenactment and encampment there. We had the St. Casimir village, cultural village, which featured a lot of our ethnic things, such as candle making and also egg writing and this type of business. So we've created a lot of different touch points for people to engage. We also had on hand the Polish Genealogical Society, who were conducting genealogy research for people on site. Polish Arts was there. A lot of our groups were on hand. Even our Polish language school was there. So, yes, we had people from all across Western New York. We had people from other states and provinces come by. And, again, it was part of keeping that original mission and also to make it a regional type of event, not just a local event. And I think we're well on our way to doing that based on the types of people we saw at the event and the comments they were making about the quality of the event.
Well, it was a wonderful affair. People had so many different things to do between Polish cuisine, Polish heritage and merchandise being offered, dance, music. It really was a very uplifting event. Let's talk about your team. Who works on this under the Polish American Congress? You had loads of volunteers. Let's talk about your team, James Lewicki, President, Polish American Congress.
Right. Well, we started out with this thing about 3 years ago. We got approached by the town to operate with them on it. And, you know, we're an advocacy organization, much like the NAACP serves the African-American community. Our organization is an umbrella organization. We serve the Polish-American community in a similar sense. We're really not in the festival business, so I knew back then that I had to incorporate somebody with a lot of know-how and, you know, someone who could really be a good mechanic, if you will, in bringing forth and helping to bring the event to fruition. And that person was our own Eddie Dobaszewicz. As you know, he is the head of Dingus Day Buffalo, this probably the singular largest one-day Polish event that takes place throughout the country, maybe even the world. And we brought him into the mix. Eddie serves as our chairman. He's a very capable guy, very passionate about our culture, and he gets the job done. That's the most important thing. But besides that, the entire board of the Polish American Congress, yourself included, served in many capacities to make the event happen. These things can't happen without money. And, you know, raising funds, which we've raised to the tune of probably close to $50,000 on our own. And, of course, one of your clients, Mr. Kosmatidis, is a quick fill. Red Apple Group has consistently supported the event over the last 3 years to the tune of $40,000. And we're very appreciative and thankful to both John and his wife, Margo, who's of Polish and Russian descent, that do that kindly. They don't even live in our community, and they serve to give of themselves financially to support our culture, and that's just amazing. So we thank them. We also thank all our other sponsors. There are several of them, too many to mention on air. And then, of course, we have volunteers from a lot of other organizations, the Polish Cadets, the Polish Saturday School, and others. They were all there. They all helped in some way make the event a great success. And, of course, the town of Cheektowaga, they're people who work the parks, are second to none. Anything we needed got done, and they were there to help set up and take down. An excellent group of people. And, of course, the town supervisor, and Brian Nowak, as well as John Shishelsky, who's the park superintendent, and also Barb Bukowski, the councilwoman, all their assistance in all the meetings that we had in trying to make this thing come to fruition.
A wonderful, unifying event. Again, the Polish American Congress is an umbrella organization with so many different Polish leaders and groups involved. Jim Lewicki, our guest today, is the president of the Polish American Congress, West New York Division, great motivator of all Polish people in Western New York, and the evidence was one of the most successful events in years with the Polish-American Festival in Cheektowaga. If you're listening in Cheektowaga or Toronto or Manhattan, drop us a note as we blanket 17 states and much of Canada. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We'd like to thank the previous guests we've had, Ed Cox, New York State Republican Chairman, Ambassador Ronald Gidwitz, and Undersheriff William Cooley. Coming up, Erie County Republican Chairman Michael Crocker, Governor George Pataki, and John Kotsimatidis, who is the lead sponsor for the Polish-American Festival. A little plug here, West New Yorkers love their traditions, and the Ampol Eagle newspaper has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the Ampol Eagle. The Ampol Eagle is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454. They have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. James Lewicki II is also on the executive committee of the Erie County Republican Committee. He's the area business manager for Medtronic. He's a graduate cum laude at Canisius College in Buffalo, New York. And there's a beautiful Sgraffito in the library there that Mr. Lewicki donated as a graduate of Canisius College. Let's talk a little bit about the town of Cheektowaga involvement. You mentioned their parks department helping and Supervisor Nowak. A lot of people helped. The Cheektowaga police were everywhere. Let's talk about the involvement of the town of Cheektowaga.
Yeah, well, Cheektowaga as a municipality has over the years been the driver of the event, and unfortunately during COVID we had a hiatus of approximately 2 years where the event didn't take place, and so resumed itself under then Supervisor Benchkowski. Was very passionate about the culture and keeping it going. However, you know, in the course of the regular business of the town, it's really hard for the supervisor's office to put the kind of time and investment into doing this event. We literally plan it 8 to 12 months in advance, and it costs in excess of $100,000. And so she felt it would be best if we transition it. That transition took place this year under the new supervisor, Brian Nowak. And basically, the town now will serve to provide financial assistance and the assistance of town employees in the park itself. The Congress itself will continue to manage and operate the event independently, knowing full well we'll have the support of the town in those two capacities. But the town has been very good in terms of resources. They donated to the event this year about $25,000. Also had a few sponsors through the town that donated for the event. So they're a very good partner. We worked well together, and again, you know, showcased the Polish culture, which in Cheektowaga, New York, nearly one out of every two Polish Americans reside in that town. So nearly 50% of their town has Polish American residents in it. So it's only fitting that we should have it there. It's by far the singular largest municipality that has Polish residents in it in all of Western New York.
It was a happy and joyous event where 350,000 Polish Americans in Western New York can showcase their heritage, their culture, their cuisine, all led by the president of the Polish American Congress, James Lewicki II, our guest today on the Rusk Report. Let's talk about two of your major sponsors, Quickfill, the lead sponsor with John and Margot Kotsimatidis, and Monica Wallace, assemblywoman. They came through with financial support, didn't they?
Yes, Mr. Kotsimatidis, obviously one of your clients, was very generous initially, and he's grown his pledging to the event over the last 3 years in total, about $40,000, and takes money to do these things, lots of money, and a lot of moving parts, and he has been very generous through his company, one of his companies, the Quickfill gas stations and Apple Group. I think there's some excess of 240 stores in Western, throughout the state, maybe Western New York. And we encourage people to buy through them because it's American gas. And invest in America is what Mr. Kosmatsky is all about. So we're extremely thankful for his generosity. His wife is also very kind. And we love to have them. A few years ago, we recognized them at Cheektowaga Town Hall with a nice ceremony and a plaque because we appreciate what they do here. They don't even live in our community, but they're singular largest donor to the event. So we appreciate that. And then there was a state assemblywoman, Monica Wallace. She has helped in bringing state funds to the event for the last couple years. And, of course, every little bit helps. And she also this year was very kind to have used state funds to acquire a piece of structural artwork that will be a permanent piece in the town of Cheektowaga that plays on Polish culture. It's a big ring of children dancing in a small area carved out that you can step in and take a photo with it to that you're the missing link. Very nice piece of artwork. We also were pleased to have the Assistant Council General in town for the event and other notables from the local community. All in all, a very nicely supported and attended event, which really focused exclusively on Polish heritage and culture. That's all we are focused on with our mission. We do not believe in multiculturalism, although we do invite all multicultures to come to our events. We are an organization, much like the NAACP, which is focused on the African-American community. We are focused exclusively on the Polish-American community and Poland here in Western New York. That's our mission. We stay true to it. We don't deviate. And because of that, we're focused and we achieve great things through excellence and exceptionalism.
It's a wonderful event, and it's great that you have that very singular mission. It's not diluted. It's strong and vibrant. Our guest today is the president of the Polish American Congress, West New York Division, a very dynamic leader who unifies Polonia. And there are no separations or divisions in his group. Everybody's on the same paragraph, and they're very excited about the mission, which is to boost Polish-American heritage, culture, history, and language. Our guest today, James Lewicki. Again, if you're listening in Montreal, South Buffalo, Washington, D.C., drop us a note. As we blanket 17 states, and we receive letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand with our 50,000 watts of clear channel power. Please write to Brian Rusk, BET 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Buffalo, New York, 14226. Again, Jim Lewicki is the president of the Polish American Congress, chairman of the Polish American Civic Affairs Committee of West New York, and a board member of the Erie County Medical Center. Now, you've had dozens of volunteers between registering people for a beer or a soda or food with a food tent. You had people parking the cars. You had entertainment coordinators. Let's talk about all your volunteers who made this such a big success with the Polish American Festival in Cheektowaga.
Yes, well, the Congress is composed of organizations and also individual members, and we're very lucky to have a lot of people who are willing to lend a hand. They came from, you know, all different Polish-American groups, and they all volunteered without pay, you know, by and large. And so over the course of 3 days, you know, we're very blessed to have them with us. And of course, you know, we took care of making sure they were taken care of throughout the the event with nourishment and liquids because it was hot out. We also give them a nice little thank you, a recognition party after all is said and done. But by and large, the money we raise goes to our not-for-profit for the benefit of serving the community and the various things going on. Right now, as you know, there's a strong air in the climate of the community that people outside of Polonia are trying to whitewash the culture and dilute it. So we have to fight every single day to keep our churches open, to keep our organizations strong and vibrant, to try to create new opportunities with new Polish organizations and entities that serve to promote the culture. And we invite young people and new people to come and join our ranks. We basically accept people of Polish-American descent, or if you're married to someone who's Polish, you're welcome to become a member. You can always go to pacwny.org, pacwny.org, and our website is there where you'll find a host of information relating to our organization. We'd like to have new members. We welcome new members, and hopefully maybe even serve as a volunteer in next year's festival.
We urge all Polish Americans to join the Polish American Congress under the dynamic and dedicated leadership of James Lewicki, President, our guest today on the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520, blanketing 17 states and much of Canada. Now, you're of a different political party, but you worked with the supervisor of Cheektowaga, like brothers, on this program, Brian Nowak. He's a quiet leader, and you worked very effectively with him as partners. Let's talk about that, James Lewicki.
Yeah, well, while there may be differences in political ideology, we share the same common bond in that we want to see the Polish culture and the heritage itself continue forward. And, you know, we put aside those differences and focus on the task at hand. And we did very well. This was Brian's first year in that role, and it's like drinking from a fire hose. But he did a phenomenal job. Whatever we asked for, he was able to assist us with, as you say, a very quiet leader. But he got the job done valiantly. And, you know, it's a baptism by fire. It's a lot to deal with. But luckily, you know, we picked up the onus of much of the planning and execution. And in the end, it was a wonderful partnership and continues to be a great partnership. We look forward to next year's event and working with the officials in Cheektowaga again.
Well, hopefully under you and Supervisor Nowak, you'll hit 40,000 people next year with the Polish-American Festival in Cheektowaga. Let's talk about the arts and culture that you promoted at the Polish-American Festival as the president of the Polish-American Congress.
Yeah, well, you know, for a long time, there's a stereotype about what is things Polish, right? Everybody hears a polka, and they immediately equate it as Polish. And the same thing with certain foods, kielbasa, pierogi, gołąbki. Everybody sees those things and quickly equates Polish. But there's so much more to Polish identity, Polish culture, than those things. And what we tried to do is create various touch points so that whether you're Polish or not Polish, you got to experience things like the Hussar Night reencampment, much of Poland's history in the military, were these cavalrymen of great authority. We also incorporated elements of the folk. We had folk dancers, brought them in from various areas. Like some came from Detroit, others came from Toronto. We even had a local group, Krakowiacy, here, and they all contributed to that end. We had a Polish folk Highlander group from the mountain region called the Goralska Kapela. They participated in the event itself as well, and we brought in a couple unique Polish groups that are, you know, more of a current genre of music that goes on in Poland, disco polo, a group called Polania out of Canada, and then an all-girl group that's like a blend of Led Zeppelin and Polish. Again, the more current genre of music in Poland, that group was Polki. Beyond that, we, you know, showcased parts of our culture that are rooted in Catholicism, it all intertwined with our culture. And you could have gone to the St. Casimir Cultural Village and learned about things there. You also had the opportunity to experience cooking demonstrations. I myself did a couple of them featuring traditional Polish food from the mountain region. And we had at least four food trucks featuring Polish items and other things, as well as five separate food vendors in our food tent. It was literally a cornucopia of things Polish. You also had the craftsmen there selling their wares in the merchant tent. So there was something there for everybody. And, you know, I always say, try to get somebody to get into the culture on the shallow end of the pool, but eventually you'd like to hopefully get them to be deeply immersed on the deep end and really get into the culture. And you never know what it is going to be, that one thing that sparks their interest. It could be genealogy. It could be they did some pottery class, because we did do authentic Polish pottery classes at this program. And maybe that was the one thing that tipped somebody to take interest, or the cooking. And that's the whole thing behind why we do what we do. We want people to take interest in the culture if they're not Polish. But if they are Polish, hopefully it lights the fire and gets them interested to carry the torch forward to future generations.
A wonderful event. We're very honored to have the president of the Polish American Congress West New York Division, James L. Lewicki II, with us. He unified all of Polonia with the biggest event outside of New York City for Polonia. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, Director of Production, for the past 15 years with the Rusk Report. And we salute the dynamic efforts of James L. Lewicki II for what he did with the Polish American Festival as President of the Polish American Congress. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.